travel world right here on AM 600.
CIQC.
I've never been there, but the brochure looks nice. Jump in, let's go. Lay back, enjoy the show.
Well, good morning. Those were the Sex on the Beach Tones. We're welcome back once again to Travel World here on AM 600 CIQC. I'm Willem Backus in studio with Stephen Pickford and a great friend of ours, Vic Phillips, is in town. How you doing, Vic?
I'm doing great, Willem. Good seeing you again.
Absolutely. And last week I was out in Quebec City, so I was very pleased this week, Steve. It's one of those weekends I'm actually in town.
Right, and yeah, because the next 2 weeks, next week we're at the Iowa State Fair in Des Moines, and the week after that, Hampton Beach, New Hampshire. I mean, a lot of summertime traveling, things to discover. Last weekend while you were in Quebec City, right after the show, I headed down to discover a different resort that I had never been to called the Basin Harbor Club down in Vergennes, Vermont. It's on the shores of Lake Champlain, around 30 miles south of Burlington. And what makes this place unique, it's only open during the summertime from May to October. It was founded in 1886 by the Beach family, and today it is still owned and operated by the fourth...
By his son?
fourth generation of Beaches, and it covers 700 acres. And it's beautiful because it's so restful. I mean, you can do as much or as little as you want to do. They have their own golf course. They have nature trails just walking along underneath the pine trees and through the through little meandering trails by the shores of Lake Champlain. There are so many different birds you can watch and wildlife. They have a whole list of different species that have been sighted over the years on the grounds. The main thing there, though, is the water. It's on... of course, Basin Harbor, where they get the name Basin Harbor Club. But you just go in, it's like when we went up to Toro Reservoir, you just sit in the water up to your neck, and you come out looking like a prune, and you just sit on the bottom of the little inlet where the water... Yeah, they have stewed prunes on the menu. They do. I mean, they do good business. It's a lot of senior citizens stay there, as well as families. It's a popular resort for family reunions. People hold weddings there. 75% of their customers are repeat visitors, which is a very high rate in the hospitality industry. And I just sat there on the sandy bottom of the harbor and just from an hour and a half, taking in all the sights. And you could go out on the water if you wanted to. They had pedal boats and kayaks and canoes and sailboats. You can take a boat tour that they have a couple of times a day on their own boat. And you can pack a lunch and go out. They have little suggested itineraries you can follow. But, of course, they also have their own golf course. They have tennis courts. They have a swimming pool. The building itself, you can stay either in the main lodge, which is connected to the restaurant, and that's around 38 rooms, each with a private bath. And they also have 77 cottages, one to three bedrooms and a couple of bathrooms in each. A lot of people bring their dogs, so, I mean, a couple of golden retrievers, beagles, cocker spaniels. They were all enjoying a summer vacation there, too. And during the summertime, it operates on the full American plan. All your meals are included. You have a choice of restaurants, formal. You can wear a jacket and tie at dinner.
That is called the full American plan?
Full American plan, FAP. Three meals a day. Modified American plan, two meals a day. And, you know, it's not just like a continental breakfast buffet like you get in some hotels.
Continental means just a few rolls.
A few rolls that you maybe got the night before. No, this is as much as you eat. You know, start off with, I mean, I had a couple of glasses of cranberry juice and half a grapefruit and made-to-order omelet, side-order of sausage and bacon. It's as much as you want to eat. Same as lunch, same at dinner. It's not just like one, two choices. I mean, you have seven, eight choices off the menu. Eat as much as you want, and the food is excellent. And it's a lovely dining room overlooking the grounds, lush green grass, trees, beautiful setting. Our room, we looked out in the morning, and you could see the sun just glistening on Lake Champlain. It was a beautiful sight.
Nice.
Beautiful place. Highly recommend the Basin Harbor Club. And
how many lime daiquiris did you have?
I actually didn't have any. It was very good. I didn't even snack during the afternoon, but once I did indulge in a snack. They sent to the room a collection of Vermont products. So they have their own private label beer, Basin Harbor Ale, which is put out by Otter Creek Brewing in Middlebury, Vermont. And they have crackers and tortilla chips put out by a bakery down in Rutland, and maple syrup, whole collection of Vermont products. Vermont is growing into one of the epicurean capitals of the entire United States.
You're telling me. I mean, when we went down to Waterbury, boy, what an experience.
What a concentration. Some of the products were made in Waterbury, companies we hadn't even visited. I think the salsa was made there. So, I mean, there were so many things to do, but I finished the book. I'll have to return it to you. I finished the book. I haven't had a chance to sit down and read a book for a long, long time, but just sit in these high back chairs, sort of their modified version of what is known as an Adirondack chair.
Right.
And sat out there, and an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, it just slipped by so quickly.
That's nice, eh?
And I came back so rejuvenated, and actually planning for my next trip, and that's one of the things we'll be talking about later with Captain Bob Smith. He always says when you're going on a trip, while you're on that trip, start planning for your next trip because you're going to enjoy it even more. So,
That's vintage Stephen. Next week's going to be a very, very busy week as well. I had a chance to read a couple of books this weekend that I picked up, and they were fascinating. They're written by a Montrealer, Michael Leduc, and they're all about the railway stations for both the CNNCP and constituent companies right here, and all the historical stuff. And you and I are actually going to go on a bit of a treasure hunt sometime
in the next
2 weeks before that, because we're going to try and find some of the, vestiges of the old track. You find it, now that's why the track was laid out there and stuff.
The different buildings, some of the buildings exist still today, but the uses they have put them to. And there were so many subdivisions and the little railways that eventually merged to become Canadian Pacific and Canadian National. So Montreal was really the start of the national rail industry.
I want to find that Lachine Harbor railway station from the old Montreal Lachine Rail Link. And apparently St. Jacques Street used to be called Bonaventure, or St. Bonaventure Street.
Right, St. Bonaventure Street.
Bridge Street going out to the Victoria Bridge used to be called St. Etienne, apparently.
And there's the little plaque that says where the first railway in Montreal came. You pass it in St. Henri. There's a little park, and it says, and they name it the first railroad park.
Really?
And it's just off of, off of St. Jacques, just off of St. Jacques, west of Lionel Groulx Metro, near actually Place St. Henri Metro. So we can stop off there and look at that.
Yeah, I want to find that, because around 78 is when the City of Montreal bought that spur that goes out to the old Bonaventure Railway Station, and they pulled up the tracks. But I just want to see how they finished that off or how they left that out.
Well, there's still, you can see where the rail line went behind some of the factories just near Lionel Groulx, like the what used to be the Baker Chocolate Factory,
right,
off of Rose de Lima. And you can see where the tracks went right behind it and where the sidings were. So that'll be interesting to actually walk along there and see that. So as we often say, there are things, if you aren't going away in a particular weekend, you can actually travel to a particular district of Montreal and have a great time as well. Play sort of tourist in your own city and learn something more about your city.
Well, there's too many things to do here in the city. It's incredible. It's a lot of fun. So we're going to have a lot of fun. Steve and I are trainiacs, we love anything to do with trains, so.
Transportationaholics, if you can coin that term.
Transportationaholics? Well, yeah. I'm more trains than I am airplanes. I mean, we go on airplanes, obviously, for the long journeys, but usually, especially Montreal-Toronto, we like taking the train. Vic,
oh, yes.
You had a great journey again, didn't you?
It's the only way to travel from Toronto to Montreal back and forth is by train. I mean, it's a four-hour ride, but the food is unbelievable when you sit in that club car in Via, and the service and the scenery along the way, along Lake Ontario, it's just a great trip.
It's very restful. I'll give out the number for the Basin Harbor Club. It's area code, where are we here, because the number is different for Canada. It is 802-475-2311, and the website www.basinharbor.com. And also just want to remind the listeners about some of the great summer getaway fairs on Air Montreal. No matter what time of the year, Air Montreal is consistently 50% less than other carriers flying to points like Baie-Comeau and Bonaventure and Mont-Joli and Quebec City, Rouen, Val-d'Or, Dalbeau, Bagotville, business destinations within the province of Quebec. But during the summertime, it's another 50% off that. Montreal, Quebec, $49. That's tax included. And it's just-in-time travel. Book, call today, fly tomorrow. No 21 days advance needed, no Saturday night stay. And Air Montreal, 631-2111, the number to call for just-in-time travel. You leave from their own terminal building, no airport improvement, fee to pay, free parking, just-in-time travel from Air Montreal.
Sounds like great. So, Lance, roll the break.
Travel World will continue.
Another holiday.
Hunting your dead.
DIQC, Montreal.
It's incredible. Chrysler's colossal sale now on at Point Clear Chrysler Jeep.
You guys
with 0% financing and amazing prices. Point Clear Chrysler Jeep drives the competition crazy. Check the 6-cylinder 98 Grand Cherokee Laredo, 0% financing, or as low as $359 a month. Heat getting you down? Try a cool 4-door automatic 98 Breeze, 0% financing, or as low as $259 a month. For unbeatable deals, head for Chrysler's colossal sale at Point Clear Chrysler Jeep, 335 Brunswick, facing Fairview. Why pay more elsewhere?
Good afternoon, sir.
Week after week at Maxi, Maxi and Company, you'll always get the lowest prices on your grocery bill. And until August 8th, with every roll of 24 exposure 35mm film developed at just $4.99, you'll get a second set of prints free.
Thanks. Come again.
A second set of prints with every 24 exposure 35mm film developed. Maxi, Maxi and Company. Prices in tune with your budget.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langille Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langilles with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langilles' choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langilles Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
It's soccer season, and the Montreal Impact are right there, providing the action, the thrills, the excitement, the show of skill on the field that made them A-League regular season champions. See them take the field at the Claude Robillard Sports Complex Sunday, August 9th, 4 p.m. when they host Hershey. For tickets, call 328-FOOT. That's 328-3668 or any admission outlet. For world-class soccer, it's the Montreal Impact. Remember Sunday, August 9th, 4 p.m., Hershey. Be there.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel du Four, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel du Four, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
I'm Dennis Chisholm of Chisholm Appcor. When the time comes to change your existing windows and doors, or renovating your kitchen or bathroom as part of your plans, and when you know you just can't put off redoing your roof any longer, call Chisholm Appcor at 364-1890 for your free estimate and to get things started. Chisholm Appcor has been providing Montrealers with their renovation needs since 1956, and would be proud to have you as one of our valued customers. Chisholm Appcor, where quality and service is a 42-year tradition. That's Chisholm Appcor, 364-1890.
This is Sharon Delaney from WXLV-TV in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Stay listening to Travel World with Stephen Pickford here on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Get better than this. Welcome back to AM 600 CIQC on Travel World with Willem Back is Stephen Pickford and Vic Phillips in studio with us.
Yes, Canada Centennial Anchorman joins us once again. Good morning, Vic.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Willem. How are things in Montreal?
Oh, we're having a good Saturday. You're going to be talking to us. You have a few things you brought in to talk to us about.
Well, I was going to tell you some of the events. If you're heading down to Toronto, so much going on. If you're into theater, there's a great fun play which took New York by storm. It's called Two Pianos, Four Hands, a big Broadway hit, and it's now playing at the Royal Alex Theatre. And next door at the Princess of Wales, one of the longest-running musicals ever in London, England, has returned to Toronto, Les Misérables, with the cast led by Colm Wilkinson. Certainly you've heard of that
one. Oh, yes, we saw it many years ago.
That was a good play.
Oh, and for musical nostalgia, the Ink Spots are singing at the Limelight Dinner Theatre. Toronto's International Film Festival is getting underway in a few weeks. North America's longest-running show, Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap, is playing at the Toronto Truck Theatre. There's always Blue Jays baseball. The Canadian National Exhibition opens this much. There's just too much going on in Toronto. You got to come and visit.
Lots of things going on, and of course, take the train down there.
Yeah, VIA. VIA is the only way to travel. By the way, and I'm not knocking your city, Stephen, are the cops on strike here or what?
Well, we didn't see any out last night.
Well, we were walking down St. Catherine Street. It was around 10 o'clock. We spent about an hour walking around. The streets filled with people having a good time. But talk about rowdies running along the motorist cars, bugging motorists, teenagers with booze in their hands. And I stood there for an hour and watched and never saw a policeman anywhere. Do you have police in Montreal?
We think we do, but...
They're not trying to follow the mood of Quebec City where rowdyism carries on all that.
I haven't seen too much of it.
I don't want to knock your city, but I didn't feel safe walking the streets.
I think they're all in Quebec City at the country place.
<Yeah. laughs>
Throwing a golden retriever in the lake to swim.
Anyways, another thing I wanted to mention is a new cannabis tour, as they call it. It's in Ontario. If you want to,
cannabis tours?
No, cannabis.
Okay, cannabis. I might have sold more seats. Okay.
And if a good way, if you don't like driving, a good way to see portions of Ontario or a large portion of Ontario is this new tour company that just started up. It's a bus tour, and they start off at Toronto. And they go to Kingston, the Thousand Islands cruise, Old Fort Henry. Then they go whitewater rafting on the Ottawa River. They tour the Ottawa Valley, Mattawa Park. This is all in 1 week. A guided canoe trip in Algonquin Park. It sounds like a great adventure tour.
Fun.
St. Marie among the Hurons, they visit that. Then they go up to Muskoka for a beach fest party. Then they go day five of the tour. It's hike, bike, and brew. They hike the famous Bruce Trail. And they visit different breweries. Then, day six, a scenic tour through various Canadian native villages. And day seven, they end up in Niagara Falls.
So you really get a good overview of everything there is.
A blast.
Yeah, that sounds like a great tour. I haven't been on it, and I hope to go on it soon. And if you're interested, they have a Toronto number to call. It's 416-977-8311. But why not phone toll-free? It's 1-877-CANABUS. CANABUS.
Okay, that's good information, though, because not too often do people take a tour to discover parts of Canada.
Yeah, and seeing Ontario, just sitting in a bus. I mean, I've done that through Scotland, England. It's a good way to travel.
Right, it's a nice, comfortable way, and you see the sights, and you don't have to worry about where to stop or what to see. Somebody's planned it out for you.
You know, we've done a lot of traveling together over the years, and quite often, Stephen, we picked up an illness, a stomach illness.
Yes, a couple times, yes.
You think it might happen, like in Bangkok, where I got ill once. Or
same here.
And in Singapore, I got ill, in Hong Kong. So these are exotic locales, even in Europe. But a couple of months ago, you and I were in Charlotte, North Carolina.
And you wouldn't think you'd get sick in Charlotte, but you did.
And we were staying at a top hotel, ate at the hotel. It's a high-class, expensive hotel. And after, I mean, it was just a horrible stomach illness. So I contacted this travel medicine organization in the United States for some travel tips. And so these are things to look out for if you have a weak stomach or you want to look after your health on a trip. Do you want me to tell you about
some
of them?
Sure, be interesting.
Yeah,
yes.
Sure.
And this is for all Americans and Canadians, and I'm going to talk about exotic locales. So they say eat only meat and fish that have been thoroughly and recently cooked, not pre-warmed. Eat only cooked fruits and vegetables, and fruits that can be peeled by you. So peel your own fruit and don't eat it if it hasn't been cooked, if the other fruit hasn't been cooked. Order only hard-boiled eggs served in the shell, because they're safer than those served out of it. Now, that's something you wouldn't think
of. You wouldn't necessarily think of it.
There you are in Manhattan, eating at a high-class restaurant. You order eggs sunny side up, eggs easy over. Your chances of getting ill are 100% greater than hard-boiled eggs.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And here are foods to avoid. Never eat sushi when you're on the road. It's okay in your town. I know you know some good restaurants. That's okay, the ones you know. But I'm talking when you're on the road. So you don't eat rare or raw meat, raw fish, shellfish, crayfish, and sushi. You don't eat raw vegetables, especially leafy salads served in restaurants.
You're kidding.
And this is like in Charlotte, and I've been ill in Manhattan, too. You don't eat raw eggs, uncooked eggs, unpasteurized milk and cheese. And you never eat street vendor food. Remember that. When you're out of town, I'm talking about. If you've got a favorite hot dog stand in Montreal or a patate frites that you've been going to for years, I mean, you're safe.
But I mean, gee, Toronto and New York are almost famous for that.
And listen to this. You never eat airline food. You never eat airline food prepared in lesser developed countries. That's the key phrase. So you're flying Air Canada or American Airlines or U.S. Air, you're okay. But I won't mention other countries, lesser developed countries.
Some carriers from South America or Africa, you know, you might, you don't know which flight kitchens they've been using.
Okay.
So.
And now this applies to everything. When you're on the road and you're going to a restaurant, no matter how expensive it is, these are some of the things you can check out and you're supposed to check out. And this is what the Medical Association says to do from the United States. They ask, is the silverware, tablecloths, glasses, and plates clean? So look at everything before you eat it. You see a thumbprint in your glass.
Yo.
No.
Yeah, who's been touching
that? Are the toilets clean? Are the toilets clean? Are soap and hot water provided for hand washing? Always check out the toilets.
Probably not if Dave Cooper's been there.
Are there many flies inside? Because flies can carry disease germs.
Telling me.
Yeah. Is there adequate screening to keep out flies and other insects? And that's something to think about
some people,
in the summer.
Well, quite often I've been to restaurants and they say, well, there's the windows open to let the flies out, right?
And a sign of a bad restaurant is their excess uncovered garbage outside at the back. If it's uncovered,
really?
That's a sign that the restaurant just doesn't care. And then check out the waiters and waitresses. Are they well groomed? And make sure the restaurant's recommended by knowledgeable people. And wash your own hands before you eat. I only mention these health tips because we've been ill a couple of times. Right. And there's so many diseases. We all know about these diseases that are from around the world, new diseases that people are susceptible to, and especially if you're traveling. So really check out the places before you go there.
And sometimes you just don't really realize it because remember the time we were in Los Angeles and the night before coming home, we were down in Santa Monica and club sandwich, but it had mayonnaise, and coleslaw and potato salad had mayonnaise, and oh boy,
really sick.
I was up that night and I was ill, and the same in Bangkok, bacon, lettuce, tomato sandwich has mayonnaise, and these are eating in hotel restaurants, major chain hotels, mayonnaise in warm temperatures, something to watch out for, so avoid the mayonnaise as well.
Those are really good tips, Vic. I remember one time, though, Stephen got violently ill, but by his own doing. We were in the Hershey Hotel in Philadelphia.
Oh, yes.
And we were staying on the club floor where they had all-you-can-eat Hershey Kisses. I mean, it was a great big salad bowl kind of an affair. And Steve said, and the chocoholic that he is. So he starts eating these things and eating these things. We went through two bowls because they kept on refilling the darn thing.
All-you-can-eat Hershey Kisses.
So he had
kisses.
Two of these big salad bowls full of Hershey's chocolate. And then he says, hey, Rome, you want to have a pizza? I said, sure, fine. So we ordered one of these, and it turned out to be one of these big, greasy pizzas. Well, before long, here's this guy face down on the floor.
Oh, boy,
going,
I could hardly walk out of there. My stomach. You're glad that we weren't taking, whale-watching expedition right after
and
that.
And if you want a drink, if you need a couple of drinks of alcohol while you're on the road, you're always safer drinking beer out of a bottle than you are from a glass, you know. So get a beer in a bottle.
Right, that's
or soft drinks out of
too.
The can rather than out of the fountain.
That's right.
Right, that's another good tip. And, of course, people forget as well that you put ice in there. Ice is made out of water.
And so, another thing, when you're traveling or even in your own city and you're in the shopping centers or whatever, if you've been on the escalators and you're using the handrails to guide you up the stairs or on the escalators, wash your hands afterwards if you're about to eat anything because the germs stay alive.
But you're in the subway, you're touching railings, banisters, you just never know. Whose hands have been there?
Not Roger Bannister.
No.
You know, we're not telling you to be a nut like Howard Hughes was, where he locked himself up in a room and he didn't want any bacteria around him at all. But these are normal precautions we have to take in this modern day and age.
Well, you just never know. Well, you don't want to be sick when you're away. Never fun being sick, even at home, but being sick when you're away can spoil a otherwise enjoyable experience, because also there's the element of fright. You know, you're far away from home, you don't know the medical facilities.
Now, you two people are traveling to the State Fair in Des Moines, Iowa, I understand.
We're doing that.
Yes, next
Watch
week.
Watch those hot dogs.
Yes, and the
I'm
food
sure I'll be
different.
Watching them while he's eating them. I'm on a diet. So.
I will watch what I'm eating. I will watch what I'm eating. But here in Montreal, we know there's great food to be had. That pizza
you never,
Donini.
Yes,
pizza Donini.
Right.
Great Montreal style pizza and a whole lot more. 31 locations in Greater Montreal. Just one number to remember, 383-6000. Call now. It's 11:30 in Montreal. Be piping hot. Oven fresh Montreal style pizza at your door by 12 noon. 30 minutes or less from Pizza Donini, 383-6000.
Lance, roll the break. Nothing like a little taste of the islands to make you feel warm.
People, original king of a talking upon the microphone.
Now, doesn't that make you feel warm?
When we sing,
I wanna have sex on the beach. Come on, move your body, sex on the beach. You guys are bad.
I wanna have sex on the beach. Come on, there's a party. Sex on the beach.
AM600 Montreal.
Noemi Scheinfeld, owner and pharmacist of Jean Couture in the Côte Saint-Luc Shopping Center, on what should a client expect when walking into her store?
Our objective is to offer each and every one of our customers professional and courteous service in every department. We really try to maintain our aisles spacious and well-lit so that you can shop around in a relaxed environment. Each and every week, the manager and I review our in-store manager specials and our product selection so that every time you walk in, we can surprise you. We also have lots of free parking available so you can really take your time and browse around.
Noemi Scheinfeld, owner pharmacist of the Jean Couture in the Côte Saint-Luc Shopping Center. Call them at 489-9333.
Listen every Wednesday from 2 to 3 for Pharmacist Online, where we can discuss your health concerns and answer your medication-related questions here on AM 600 CIQC.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, massotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are of the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181, open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today, 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
Got a ferocious appetite? Aren't you glad there's Unifree? From juices to jelly beans, peanuts to pretzels, Unifree has a variety of snacks and refreshments to answer your smallest needs at the most competitive prices. Now enjoy Lipton Super Noodle Soup, 4 pouches, only $1. Select McCain Punch, a refreshing 49 cents. And with close to 200 convenient locations, Unifree gives fast food a whole new meaning. The brands you know, the savings you expect. At Unifree, there's always a smile.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking into Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
If you have any electronic equipment around the house that you no longer want, don't stick it in the attic or throw it away. Nova Video and Electronics are currently on a buying spree, and they will pay cash for all kinds of TVs, VCRs, stereos, video cameras, video games, you name it. Put some quick cash in your pocket by calling Nova at 364-2637. Purchase prices are subject to evaluation by Nova's technicians, but rest assured you will be paid cash on the spot if items are acceptable. Call today, 364-2637.
Tonight on ABC, a true story based on every headline from today's front page. David Hasselhoff.
Say, are you using that spoon?
He's a homosexual, cocaine-addicted high school football coach accused of molesting runaway cheerleading. Christy McNichol.
Are you using that knife?
She's a battered lesbian wife, high-class hooker by day, subway vigilante by night. Now, they're together on a plane headed for divorce court in Reno when suddenly...
He's got a gun!
They're hijacked to the Philippines by fanatic Libyan terrorists with AIDS. Yes, every fear you've ever had relentlessly exploited for 27 consecutive nights as only network television can. ABC proudly presents Lust for Ratings, the true story of today's most sensitive issues, transformed into television trash.
There really
is more for your summer in Hampton Beach. More free nightly concerts, more spectacular fireworks every Wednesday night and holidays. And now, Hampton Beach is more fun to travel to with Vermont Transit. Every Saturday and Sunday all summer long for only $99 U.S. round trip. That's right, Vermont Transit leaves Montreal Saturdays and Sundays for fun in the sun at Hampton Beach. Get on board with Vermont Transit. Call 1-802-864-6811. That's 1-802-864-6811. Hampton Beach in New Hampshire. Easy to get to, hard to leave.
Hi, this is Dick Phillips. You're listening to Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIQC.
CIQC.
Welcome back to AM 600 CIQC. This is Travel World Segment 3. We're here with Will and back is Stephen Pickford, Vic Phillips, and Lance in the Pants behind the control panel. So, Steve, we got some exciting stuff coming up right now, but a lady phoned during the break, asked for the number of the bus tour in Ontario.
Okay, and I'll let you know for that Ontario 7-day bus tour, it's the toll-free number, 1-877-226-2287. And it's toll-free. And by the way, if you want to know the price, it's $277 Canadian for that whole week and that tour. 226-2287. And it's toll-free. And by the way, if you want to know the price, it's $277 Canadian for that whole week and that tour. I don't know. The prices do not include food, drink, or entrance participation fees payable to attractions. So, and I don't think it includes accommodations, but includes your whole week of traveling all across Ontario.
Right, sounds great. You can call that number, 1-877-CANNABUS, and
not cannabus.
Right, that you have to apply yourself. But joining us now on the line, talking about getting away for some of these weekend getaways.
Captain
Bob Smith, a retired firefighter from out in California, and he says you really have to start planning to make a vacation escape for your own mental health. Good morning, Captain Bob.
Good morning.
How is everything out in California today?
We're having a beautiful weekend.
Oh, beautiful here, too. Now, what you've written a book, and you've also spoken to a number of groups across America. What basically you're saying is plan for a vacation escape.
Yes, and, you know, when was the last time you took a recess?
Right, not too, well, our personal case.
About 10:30 usually.
We're always on the road.
5 minutes.
We're always taking a break.
We're always taking a break, but I mean, the average person doesn't really take that time and effort to just sort of rejuvenate themselves.
All right, for the bell to ring, though.
They really don't. They say, one of these days I'm going to, or someday, and some days never go. And guys, you know, we're going to be dead a long time.
Right, no, you're gonna be dead a lot longer than you're going to be alive, so you better start enjoying it now.
That's right. One of these days, they're going to put you in that hole in the ground and go back over somebody's house and have potato salad. You're not going with them.
Right. So how do you go about, what are your tips for really getting away and planning to make it a successful weekend?
What we started doing is adopting the philosophy that if you're not on one trip, you're planning the next. Because if you don't plan, you won't go. And the deal is to sit down and plan it. Get it on the calendar, and that's where the anticipation takes place. That's when the juices start flowing. You start to anticipate going, you follow through and going, and then you have those precious memories later. Studies have shown that two career couples are talking as little as 15 minutes a day. You got to get out of Dodge. You got to get the stink blown off you. You got to plan and go and get rejuvenated, just like you say. And it's for our own mental health. It's not optional. This is mandatory.
Right, just to sort of clear the cobwebs and a change of scenery, I mean, that's a great tonic for the stress that ails us.
Yeah, absolutely.
What about leaving the kids, Bob?
What about leaving the kids? And people feel guilty because they don't feel they're spending enough time with the children to begin with, especially two career couples. But this is the deal. You got to go without the children. I call them the enemy in a kind way because it's what we do or do not do with them. They will feel better, and so will you when you get back. You'll be rejuvenated. My daughter-in-law was offered a trip by my wife, offered her a trip to go to North Carolina with her to visit relatives, and she was nursing her second child and couldn't go, but 3 months later she was done nursing, and the trip wasn't for another couple of months, and she came to me and she says, Dad, what should I do? And I said, run. Rob and I will take care of those kids. He was most capable, and she went, and she spent a whole week back there, and did she feel guilty? Yeah. Did she get over it? She sure did. She had a better and greater understanding of her husband and he of her when they got back.
Now, a lot of times people will think, well, they can't get away for a weekend, or they're not attuned to planning spur of the moment. But I think spur of the moment sometimes works better than anything.
Those serendipities, they're called, just getting away, and you never know what's going to happen. And people say, well, we don't have the money, we don't have the time. Even if it's just a gas tank trip to anywhere for the day or for the weekend, those are the best kinds sometimes.
Well, I'm sorry to jump in, Will. Now I have a problem, Captain Bob. By the way, this is Vic here. My problem is I don't have children. They're all grown up, but I have two dogs and an Amazon parrot. And
Max.
Now I'm always on the road on my own. But when my wife and I want to go away, I mean, we have to find vets and whatever, and that can be a problem.
It sure can, unless you take them with you.
Well, a lot of hotels don't want an Amazon parrot, especially one who swears.
Yeah, thank you, Wally Mott, right?
Vic, you have a problem.
Yeah, can't you solve my problem?
This we know. This we know.
Vic, you have a problem. Find somebody else that's got a parrot that would love to swap off with you so they can go away.
Right, that's an idea. So look after somebody else's parrot, he'll look after your parrot.
Yes.
What if your partner doesn't want to go anywhere, Captain Bob?
Well, you know, let him tell you that.
It's
just like children. It's not optional. They have to go with you anyway.
Right, no, that's always something to worry about, because there's always those party poopers, as you might want to call them, that, you know, they always want to rain on your parade, and you may be, you know, excited to go somewhere, or maybe your suggestion.
That's what my parrot is, a party pooper.
Yeah, literally.
You know, and they just sit around and say, you know, you may have the idea, and you say, well, I want to go, but the other person says, I don't want to go, or I don't want to do this, or I'm not interested in that, and they can literally rain on your parade and maybe make things worse.
Well, you know, there are those people that, you know, they never want to go anywhere. Like you say, they want to rain on your parade. They don't want to go anywhere. They say it's not the money. And first thing it probably is the money.
Yeah.
You got to get that out of the way. But a lot of women that I talk to tell me that, gee, my guy never wants to go. He just went. I tell them, well, plan the trip. Give them the option to go. And if they won't go with you, bon voyage.
Right, just plan it and make all the arrangements and assume that they will go, and if they don't go, at least you plan it and you go on your own, have a great time.
Envoyers, that's why women-only travel trips are exploding out there. There's two organizations, and if people want to get their pins, and I'll give them some information
sure.
on that.
Get the pins?
Get the pins up, because here we go. We're going to give a bunch of numbers out here. First of all, women-only tours. The first one is Smart Woman Traveler. Their toll-free number. 800-250-8428.
Any chance we can get Chad on one of these trips?
He might have to have the operation here, Will.
Well, he's a masseur, actually, the best one in Montreal, so I think they might like him along.
Okay. By the way, men have this idea on travel that men tend to be much more destination-oriented. Get there, do that, get back. Women want to go mosey along and digest the place, and that's why these women-only trips are going great guns here. The other one is Maiden Voyages, and their toll-free number is 800-528-8425. By the way, we're talking vacation escapes here, but my book, Fire Up Your Communication Skills, is not just about vacations. It's one of the short 52 chapters in the book. It's more about communication and relationships. And part of all that is getting away and being together.
Right, and that helps build the relationship. Where can somebody get your book?
The book is available. They can call my toll-free number, and that's 888-238-3959. Again, the book is Fire Up Your Communication Skills. It is available at bookstores in Canada. It's available on Amazon.com or any of the Internet bookstores. They can get the autographed copy through me, though, and I also have, if nothing more, that people want my 5 free nuggets for successful relationships or my stress busters list, they can call, and I'll mail that out free.
My ex-girlfriend used to get her 5 free nuggets by going to McDonald's with me and taking all my chicken.
Right.
This is a little different program here.
Yeah, different nuggets of information. Well, I know
yes.
Our time is short this Saturday morning, but I think you've sort of invigorated many of our listeners, Captain Bob, to sort of give you a call or go head to the bookstore, get your book, and sort of find out how a nice sort of vacation getaway can build those communication skills and
And I want one of those books, one of those stress buster books, Captain Bob, so if you can mail one to us.
Yeah, send one to us. Because Vic sure needs it.
Yeah, he needs it. He needs to release all his stress.
Release all his stress. That looks so cool.
Let me give you a quick story here before we leave.
Sure, okay.
Donna and Tom were just like a lot of other couples, couldn't get away. finally grandma was going to take the kids, the two children, for a week. They were going to go to San Diego, California. Tom was making all the reservations. They had planned for the warm climate and packed that way. Well, when they got to the airport and got to the gate, this plane was not going to San Diego. This plane was going to Maui, Hawaii.
Hmm.
Tom had slipped in a travel trip to Hawaii. He didn't tell his wife, and I said, well, how'd it go over there, Tom? And he says, all he would say was, aloha. Great trip.
Great trip. Wow. Sometimes it's that element of surprise.
It is.
It makes it all the more exciting.
It does.
Well, I'd certainly rather go to Maui than San Diego. I've been to both places.
Yes.
Well, Captain Bob, thanks for joining us
today.
Thanks,
and we'll recommend that they give you a call, 888-238-3959, for your book, Fire Up Your Communication Skills. Captain Bob Smith, thanks for joining us this morning
Thank
on
you.
Travel World.
If you don't plan, you don't go.
Right.
There you go.
There's the truth in that. And talking about planning, 2 weeks from now, we'll be down in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, and there really is more for your summer this year in Hampton Beach. Hampton Beach is going on sale for 1 week only during their Canadian Appreciation Days, August 22nd to 28th. Imagine practically all of Hampton Beach on sale at 20% off U.S. dollars on cottages, motels, hotels, restaurants, gift shops, and more. For 1 week only, for your discount brochure to Hampton Beach, call Mr. New England himself, Manny Witt, at the New England Tourism Center here in Montreal at 731-4898, or visit Information USA at the Cour Montréal on Peel Street, or call Hampton Beach Chamber of Commerce Direct at 1-800-GET-A-TAN. Hampton Beach at 20% off. It's right in New Hampshire.
Lance, roll the break.
Travel World will continue.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
Go choose some razor blades.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
Kind of look like a couple of red lobsters.
CIQC, Montreal.
Bonjour, my curious friends. I'm Chef Gourmand. Welcome to our quiz, Sieur Noir. Question. What countries are represented by the culinary specialties and taste sensations at Les Fêtes Gourmands on Île Notre-Dame? Correct! More than 30 countries are listed on the menu. Les Fêtes Gourmands is a world tour of the pleasures of the table, plus singing and dancing. Now you can see, drink, and taste them all at Les Fêtes Gourmands until August 16th on Île Notre-Dame. Bon appétit! In collaboration with the Gouvernement of Canada, Molson, and Q92.
I'm Dennis Chisholm of Chisholm Apcor. When the time comes to change your existing windows and doors, or renovating your kitchen or bathroom as part of your plans, and when you know you just can't put off redoing your roof any longer, call Chisholm Apcor at 364-1890 for your free estimate and to get things started. Chisholm Apcor has been providing Montrealers with their renovation needs since 1956 and would be proud to have you as one of our valued customers. Chisholm Apcor, where quality and service is a 42-year tradition. That's Chisholm Apcor, 364-1890.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Looseport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and St. Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
Bonjour, fellow gourmets. I'm Chef Gourmand. Welcome to our quiz, Sieur Noir. Question, what is the most delicious festival of the summer? Good answer. Les Fêtes Gourmands on Île Notre-Dame, and what can one eat there? Right. There are more than 500 dishes, drinks, and desserts from the four corners of the world. And now you can see, drink, and taste all of them at Les Fêtes Gourmands, August 1st to 16th on Île Notre-Dame. It's full of surprises in collaboration with the Gouvernement of Canada, Molson, and Q92.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travels USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five flag carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call the corporate travel specialist at Dragny Travel in Dollard today, 616-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagri, 626-3132.
It's interesting how people think of their pharmacist as their friend, always there with helpful suggestions, good advice, and just what you need when you need it. Like Peter Tonis, owner and pharmacist, and his staff at 5345 Queen Mary Road near DeCary, affiliated with Jean Coutu. Peter and his staff make sure their pharmacy is well stocked with all kinds of needs, seasonal and perennial. Things for the whole family, from a new shade of lipstick to the latest cold remedy. So when you need a friend, just head for the Jean Coutu at 5345 Queen Mary Road near DeCary. Your friends are waiting.
Good afternoon, sir.
Week after week at Maxi, Maxi & Company, you'll always get the lowest prices on your grocery bill. And until Saturday, you can pick up a 3-liter basket of peaches for just $2.49.
Have a nice day.
3-liter baskets of peaches for just $2.49. Maxi, Maxi & Company. Prices in tune with your budget.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Everybody's going off the deep end, especially me and Steve here. Yes. Welcome back to Travel World, AM 600, Segment 4. A bit of a wrap-up here, and we do have something special for you coming up. We had that Hampton Beach commercial running for a long time because we had that contest for the trip down
there. For the past couple of months, I've been asking you to name that fish as seen on the billboards around Montreal, you know, the ones put up by New Brunswick, the competing destination, trying to make fun of Hampton Beach, and it really backfired on them because people gained a greater appreciation of what Hampton Beach has to offer. I mean, the negative was turned into a positive, and Hampton Beach is really the closest ocean beach to Montreal, like five and a half hours.
Yes,
and,
not bad.
Not bad. You call 1-800-GET-A-TAN, and some great things going on. We talked earlier about Canadian Appreciation Days. We'll be down there broadcasting live on the 22nd of August.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. We'll be down there enjoying, you know, fried clams and the sun and the sea and the surf and the everything and just the whole relaxing atmosphere of the souvenir shops and the
Seabrook
Greyhound
time.
Track and the bookstores, everything else.
Well, the contest was to pick a name for this fish, and we had several entries, you know, well over 50 entries. We had to sift through them, pick up. Some of them were fun, you know, slippery and the eel this, and then we had, you know, Lenny Silver Eel Eye and stuff
and
like that.
The fellow from, you know, Ilko Unicorn Locks who thought he should name it Aaron, you know. Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, the two winners, actually the closest ones...
Closest ones that made an impression. Sort of runner-up, I guess, was Bony Hatchet. Bony Hatchet was runner-up.
So I think the winner is Taylor Jabe, the guy from the Convention Bureau liked that one. And
yeah, Bob Houle. Yeah, we're going to be meeting Bob. He's a funny guy. So
it's Taylor Jabe or just Taylor.
Yeah, that's Taylor for short. You know, we were on first-name basis with the fish.
Yeah, it's just like Marty tried to hypnotize a fish, and half an hour later ended up looking like one.
Yes, that was certainly a fitting tribute to the Défi de la Chagan. The La Chagan won.
But on the line, we've got Linda Shepherd, who sent in that entry. Linda, how are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Terrific. Well, how about that? Did you know you won the contest?
No, I had no clue. I don't believe it. Oh, my God.
So you and your husband are going down next weekend to Hampton
2 weeks.
Beach.
If you go next week, you'll be waiting a long time at the bus terminal.
Well, yeah.
2 weeks.
Just be early, right?
Yes.
2 weeks, you're headed down to Hampton Beach for a whole week, lying on the beach with your husband.
That's fantastic. Oh, my God. I don't believe it.
Oh, well, that's great. Linda, thanks very much for listening to CIQC. And just to let us know, who gives the best massage in the city of Montreal?
Chad.
That's Chad the engineer, absolutely.
Regular listener. We know you're a regular listener when you know that answer. And you'll be heading down there, Vermont Transit Lines. They're a weekend direct service to Hampton Beach, the New Hampshire Sea Coast. You'll be staying a week at the flagship Motor Hotel. I think Bob, who is also going to send you whale watching. That's an experience. I can attest to that. visit to the Seabrook Greyhound Track and different other attractions.
That's not where they race buses, right?
No, Dave Watts at station in Ottawa did think it was the MC8 versus the MC9, so you know, we had to set him straight. And
Lance wants to join. Actually, Chad will be like one of the head mechanics there.
Yeah, and testing out, you know,
all of the different things at the track. But
speaking of the Hands of Chad, he's in Ohio now. They're finishing some races. And next week we're sending the Hands of Chad Across America Tour. We're sending him to San Francisco, pick up an automobile, drive it across America with his buddy Bruce. And we're going to hear from him next Saturday, all about his trip.
All about his trip. I'm sure he'll have some interesting stories driving across Interstate 80 and going through some of those places where we're actually going to be next week in Des Moines for the Iowa State Fair, the oldest and largest state fair in the nation. So,
And if we can convince Lance to finally bring in that CD, because Lance is in a band, tell us about your band, Lance.
Yeah, we keep hearing about the CD. We'd certainly like to hear it one Saturday, at least, you know, a cut or two.
You know what happens? Every time I come in here, I have to come in on a Friday night so I can work, and I sleep here, and I always forget the
CD. Well, shame on you. You're not going to get any airplay if you forget your CD. Anyway.
Not much of a publicist, huh?
Yeah, we're getting that opportunity, so
that's the Lance man. So
get to know more about each of the people on Travel World each week.
Yeah, we got a bit of a crazy brew around here, and you know what's really funny is that we made up this fictitious massage depot where Chad is supposed to be working as the best masseur in the city of Montreal.
Part of the cult of Chad.
Well, we were looking around. There's a place called Massage Station.
Yes, on Jean Talon Street near Waverly.
So we have to check it out. Apparently, there's a girl there who says that she gives the best massage in the city of Montreal, but what's even funnier is that she went to school with Chad.
Oh, yes. I guess he was a great inspiration for people to get into the business. So, yes, Jessica, yeah. Yes.
The hands of the man. Chad doesn't know it, but we've arranged with one of the hotels he's going to stay at. We put up in the marquee, welcome the hands of Chad.
Remember, though, all the hotels, don't see too often in Canada now, but they still like it in mid-America. You go by a Holiday Inn or a Best Western, they always say, you know, Marion Fiends in the bar and those type of signs, you know. Thank you, Tim Sheehy. And, you know, they always have those signs that you can change around the lettering. But if they go through someplace like Ottumwa or something, they'll have a sign, Welcome Hands of Chad.
Yeah, Ottumwa, so we can meet Radar.
Yes.
At any rate, Linda, thanks for calling us. And
yeah, you'll be enjoying that full week down on the New Hampshire seacoast, Hampton Beach, New Hampshire. Favorite of Montrealers for a generation or more. And 1-800-GET-A-TAN, you can be down there and meeting everyone that's down from CIQC on the 22nd Canadian Appreciation Days.
Definitely. So we're going to have that going on. And next week we're broadcasting live from Des Moines, Iowa.
Des Moines, Iowa, the Iowa State Fair, also visiting the Iowa Capitol Building and the Living History Farms and sampling some of that great food, Cracker Barrel for breakfast and barbecue with pork and beef. I don't think I got to start leaving some room. And, of course, it's also the culmination of, I guess, a 15-year dream. What is it to actually meet Cynthia Fodor? So, you know, we'll be down there to see what it's all about.
I seen the email you guys send back and forth. You're like girlfriends, for crying out loud.
Yes, well, you know, we'll hopefully it will be an enriching experience.
An enriching experience. You're going to have a lot of fun. She sounds like a lot of fun. Going to take us down there. We're going to be on the 6 o'clock news in Des Moines, Iowa. Canada's first radio station, of course.
Yes, it's an international experience. Oldest radio station in North America, 1919. We're staying at the Hotel Fort Des Moines, one of the historic hotels of America. And that was built in 1919, so we have a tie-in. 1919, great year for many different things. KLM, Royal Dutch Airlines, the oldest scheduled airline, 1919 as well. So.
There you go. Geez, it's been an hour already.
Yeah, it just goes right by.
Well, as the theme song says, it's always great to travel, but as I can personally tell you, it's really great to come back once again to Canada's greatest city, Montreal.
Yes, it's always fun to come back home and relax and see things around Montreal. Well, next Saturday, as we've been saying, live from Des Moines, the Iowa State Fair. Willem and I will be down there and doing the show live from the fairgrounds with KCCI Television's Cynthia Fodor. You remember her from WMTW in Poland Spring, Maine.
Vic, thanks for joining us today. It's always great to see you in town.
Yep, great being here. We're going to try and walk those streets of Montreal again tonight.
Vic, walking the streets, that's dangerous.
It's dangerous, but you want to watch it. We'll be hitting the ball game tonight down at the Olympic Stadium, so a lot of fun.
Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Tune in next week, and it's Willem Backus here.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
And I'm Vic Phillips.
Join us next Saturday, 11 to noon, for Travel World here on AM 600 CIQC, Montreal's interactive information station. Entre le cristal et le verre.